during yesterday's Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting, time was set aside for public comments. Here are a few of the edited remarks.
Good morning.
Morning. My name is Elena Linehan. I'm with the Aronis Research Club here in Sonora. The reason I'm here today is tomorrow we're having coffee with the COP. We're working in conjunction with the Sonora Police Department. And from 8 a.m. till noon at our clubhouse on 37 Elkin Street, we'll be having officers there. Anyone can come, drop in anytime. You don't stay for the full 4 hours. We'll have refreshments. We'll have door prizes. And it's an opportunity to just have a conversation with our police officers to get to know each other, break down barriers, ask questions, get answers, have them get input from us. And everyone's invited. We'd love you to come to our clubhouse and see that. And again, it's that Wednesday, the 4th. From 8 a.m. till noon at our clubhouse. We hope you all come. We hope everyone puts it on their Facebook page and brings all their friends. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome.
Hello, board. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Andy Merrill. I'm on Sonora City Council, also just a good, kind-hearted Sonora resident. Sorry, I'm wearing my hat and I'm dirty. I've been taking time out of my busy day being a godless Marxist to come in and tell you, you know, I've been putting up Christmas lights in Courthouse Park. So it's crazy, like someone that's not religious at all and, you know, has been called every political name under the, you know, God's green earth is sitting here supporting Christmas. So I just want to get that out of the way. And Naya, I know you wanted to talk for a while. I'm still waiting to hear from you. I mean, you said yourself we should talk sometime, and that was like back in March or April. It's on the record. And also, you made a video where you accused me of having a conflict of interest. You said that the only reason I support LGBTQ rights is because my current partner is the executive director of the Rural Resource Center. And I emailed Chairman Half, everyone that I have their email, and you could share with them. I have a receipt here, and I'd just like to show you. It's October 29th, 2018, of a pride flag that I purchased, that I put up in front of my house, and that would have been about 2 years before I ever met Morgan. The reason I just want to say this is because, you know, I'm not doing this for political capital. I'm not doing this to grandstand. I'm doing it because I feel it's the right thing. This is a human rights issue, and, you know... You've said multiple times, you know, again, I'm not trying to come in here and attack you. It's just you got to understand that, like, you have said on the record, like, with Christ in my heart, and you use your religious ideas to stand in the way of true progress and having all of our citizens be recognized. And I say this as someone, again, I love Christmastown. That's a religious holiday. I love things like Juneteenth. I love Pride. I want to celebrate everyone. And you as a supervisor, you are obligated to recognize all members of our community, and I just don't think you've done that. Also, you called me a NIMBY, like you say that I don't support homeless measures in the city of Sonora when I absolutely do. Again, I don't have a choice. I shared some pictures with Supervisor Half of people camping like a quarter mile, half a mile from my house, and there's like three or four camps. So again, to call me a NIMBY when I don't have a choice, like I know these people. I just met Meg, who's camping out behind Sonora Elementary School. I hear all the time, let's keep our kids safe. Let's keep them out of Soulsbyville. Like, at least you have a choice. I don't. So please, just, like, let's stop the name-calling. If you want to talk with me and really understand why I say these things and where I'm coming from, dude, like, you open the door. I'm ready to talk. Like, you know where I am. You have my contact information. And I just want to set the record straight because I think you should be doing a better job than you have been of being a truly unbiased, you know, a representative for all
Thank you.
Not just your selected few.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kanan Whitman. I'm going to pivot, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to the road crew. I've been seeing a lot of potholes fixed. Ponderosa Hills has had a tremendous amount of work. Tuolumne Road has had a tremendous amount of work, even via Este. And I've just been driving around over the last month or so and just have noticed quite a bit of road work getting done and just wanted to give them a shout-out and say thank you, keep it up. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Anybody else? I have a couple of public comments I'd like to make. The first one, anybody that's been following the board knows that we have taken up the issue with PG&E with their EPSS events. There have been multiple ones all across the Tuolumne County. And we've been in discussion with them since the board approved a letter to them asking for certain things to be changed. We're making some headway there, but in an effort, they are reaching out to the community, and there will be two public forums that PG&E is putting on, so I want you to know about them. The first, they're both going to be on October 9th, which is a Monday. Next Monday, right? The first one is going to be over in Groveland at the Community Resilience Center from 1 to 2:30. And then the second one will be in the evening over here at the Best Western Hotel. You know how they have a conference center behind? It'll be at that conference center from 6 to 7:30. So if you would like to bring up anything with PG&E, now is your time. Please be there. So that's my first announcement. The second one, you may have seen this on mymotherlode.com. It's often said that we don't advertise anything, any of our accomplishments, and this is the first step in a long road to getting some workforce housing in Tuolumne County. Our senator, Marie Alvarado Gill, put in a request for us to have $155,000 to pay for some property that was offered to us by Caltrans. And yesterday, she presented us with this check. So I just wanted everybody to know how happy we are, how excited we are, because this board is very pro-housing. This is the first step in one project, and I just wanted to tell you how happy I am about it.